This is Ted Kennedy. Unsafe pesticide residues are an increasingly serious threat to the nation's food supply. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, in the irresponsible state of current law, residues from large numbers of pesticides are permissible on food. Up to a quarter of these pesticides are known to cause cancer in animals. Yet, in the vast majority of such cases, we have no idea whether they cause cancer in humans. An outdated federal law from the 1950s is supposed to prohibit the use of pesticides that cause cancer in either animals or humans. But so many pesticides are exempt that the statute is more loophole than law. In addition to these cancer risks, there is also increasing evidence that pesticides are linked to birth defects and disorders of the nervous system. Pesticides are big business, Al, but food safety comes first. There's no excuse for you or anyone else, Al, to put pesticides' profits over people's health.
Ted, speaking of pests, you've been badly misled. The U.S. has the safest, least expensive, most plentiful, and enviable food supply in the entire world, and all you ever want to do is trash all of our modern agriculture technology, make food prices soar through the ozone, and reduce the quality and availability of the produce. Ted, the National Cancer Institute tells us that pesticides play no role in the cause of human cancer. And just a couple of weeks ago, even Bill Clinton's new EPA director, Carol Browner, said the exact same thing. For a Democrat, it takes real guts and a commitment to do what is scientifically correct, not politically correct, and stand up to the radical left wing of the environmental movement, and I'll sure back her up 100%. Is Dr. Kennedy and other lofty, lefty environmental wackos telling us that they know something we don't? Earth to Ted. Earth to Ted. Ted Kennedy and I would like to hear your face-off topic idea. Send your suggestion to this radio station. I'm Al Simpson on the Mutual Broadcasting System.